touch every heart that hears this, Lord Jesus. Lord, that their hearts would be set on fire, God, for the reality of the unborn, Jesus. I just ask, Lord Jesus, that you would just put it in their hearts, God, what is beating in your heart, Lord God. Lord Jesus, that they would seek after your face, Lord, and see that you are crying, Lord Jesus. That you are crying out to your church. Awake, awake, O Zion, awake. Clothe yourself with strength. Jesus, I just plead for your church, Lord God. I will see your glory.
Good evening and welcome to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of industrial goth, alternative, electronic, all that kind of stuff mashed into a brief hour every fortnight. So this is a This is it, really. This is brought to you by myself, Nigel, tonight in the studio on my own, and generally recovering badly from Infest, which was this last weekend. I must have whittered on about that load, so you must have known what that's about if you've listened to this show before. If not, it's one of the UK's largest electronic alternative music festivals in the UK, and it's here in Bradford. And it was this weekend, and it was absolutely shattering. I'm going to probably waffle on about bits of it throughout the show, but there was some absolutely stunning bands. I got to interview a few bands, so I don't actually have any of those interviews ready yet. It's been not enough time to actually get them edited, ready for broadcasting, but hopefully I will get them ready for the show in a fortnight's time, so hopefully have something to broadcast to you interview-wise. So some backstage stuff, some gossip, some things like that. And basically, due to being wiped out, I think this show is going to be heavily music-based. Not too much chatting. I'll do the usual running down of gigs and clubs and events coming up soon. But to be honest, it's mainly going to be about the tunes today. And what tunes have we got? Well, we open there with Disconnected, with a stunning track I've only just come across called Pray, Vote, Donate, Buy. And that's off a compilation I've just got my hands on called Extreme Sudden Fall 7. Not sure what that's about, but it's a nice little compilation, so and that's hidden away there, and that's kind of re-inspired my interest in Disconnected. I've got some stuff by them that I played once or twice on other shows, but yeah, that's going to make me look at that band a bit more, because that's quite a stunning track. So yes, continuing with the music, here's some Everything Goes Cold.
Innocence dying around you. You say
That's fantastically noisy stuff. Reminding me of last weekend, there were some absolutely kicking beats and thumping stuff going on at the weekend. Infest, as I said earlier. And before I go any further, I really do need to thank the organisers for putting it on. They do a sterling job every year. It's a non-profit thing. Any extra funds raised go to various charities. And it's just a stunning festival. It's people who've come from all over the country, if not all over the world, to get there. And the acts they're getting are brilliant. I mean, they headlined with Front 242 this year, which is, well, left most people lost for words. It's just one of those bands that haven't played the UK in such a long time, have got such a following and a history behind them, that it's quite unbelievable that, you know, we got to see them. Anyway, tune-wise, what did I just play? That was SAM with Filter. And before that, I had Everything Goes Cold with the fantastically named I Sold Your Organs on the Black Market to Finance the Purchase of a Used Minivan. That's a transplanted mix by Epsilon Minus from their brilliant WEP, Prepare to be Refrigerated, which I just can't get enough of, really. And they got put down on the suggestion sheet at Infest for bands they should think about for next year. I really hope the organisers do consider that, because that would be fantastic, getting to see them guys over here. And that's all I really wanted to say for this bit. I'm just going to plough on with more tunes, and this is some Ashbury Heights.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right, you're still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. What did I play you that? I've been playing loads of music tonight. I've been playing, that was Stromkern with Night Riders, from their album Armageddon. Before that we had I Scintillate with Melt from Optics, and before that, have I been through four tracks? Before that we had Aria with 6 seconds on all sides, and before that I think we had Ashbury Heights with Spiders, from their recent EP, Morning Star for a Black Cat. All very good stuff. All stunning stuff, in fact. And I hadn't realised I'd gone through so many tracks. I was just enjoying myself too much playing some tunes. Yes, so I'll try to stop wibbling about Infest so much. I'll try and run down upcoming releases. That'll give me something else to talk about. So, what's coming out soon? There's actually a bunch of stuff's been queued up. It's been announced over the last few months, and everything seems to be coming out in September. So there's a few things that are worth looking at that's coming out this next month. So let's have a look at the list. Aria, long-awaited album, Hearts of Bullets, which 6 seconds is going to be on, things like that. All the new stuff from Aria is going to come out on the September the 12th. So that's Hearts of Bullets out on September the 12th. We've also got Collider releasing a album. They haven't released anything in quite a while. I've been looking forward to this. Called Two-Headed Monster, allegedly coming out on September the 23rd. Emily Autumn has announced she's going to release a cover single, by the look of it. So it's a double-titled single. One is Girls Just Want to Have Fun, and the other is Bohemian Rhapsody. So two classic covers from Emily Autumn, no doubt done in her Victorian industrial style. And that's apparently out on September the 8th. We've also got the long-awaited Modulate album. Now, he released his EP quite a number of months ago, and we've been waiting for this for a while. So Destination is out on the 19th of September in Europe, and the 23rd in the US. Actually, 19th of September is Europe and rest of the world. It's just the USA that's 23rd of September. I think there's slightly different record labels involved there. What else have we got? Rotosand. Rotosand are releasing a single called I Cry on September the 9th, which should be good. That's going to be worth checking out. Now, there's a couple of other bands I was hunting around for album information for. It seems that local Sheffield band Uberbite have got an album almost ready-ish. So that's going to come out soon, probably-ish. I doubt that'll be September, but it's probably in the next few months. And exactly the same for the local Leeds band, Zeitgeist Zero. They've got their album, I believe it's kind of recorded and mastered now. It's just a matter of getting, you know, artwork and packaging and all that kind of stuff, and printing and everything together in that respect. So there's, you know, that's almost on the cusp, but there's no firm dates for either of those two yet. That's kind of the local scene, but also looking around, I found that XPQ21 have announced that they've finished recording their album. Now, it seems they've been doing this without a record label, so they've basically just done it at their own speed, got it together, and now they're going around looking for a record label to release it on. So, again, no firm dates for that, but hopefully soon, next few months maybe. You never know how quickly these things turn around until they get these details sorted out. So, yeah, XPQ21, hopefully some stuff soon from them, hopefully later this year. Gigs and clubs and events in the area, that's the other thing I've been meaning to run down since we're pretty much halfway through the show. We have the following Friday, Friday the 5th of September, Friday Flock returns. I think I mentioned this last show. Friday Flock Transmission has finished the monthly Goth Night in Leeds, and Friday Flock has started. Now, it's been years since Friday Flock, but that used to be absolutely packed when it was down the Fano and down the Mixington, so hopefully its new home at the Subculture will be just as fun and packed and exciting and all that kind of stuff. Paul is doing is he's also running some gigs in front of the gig, in front of the club nights, so well worth getting down for the gig, because if you pay in for the gig, you're already in for the club night. You know, the entry cost covers it, so you don't have to pay twice. And he's got a gig lined up for this first Friday Flock. So on Friday the 5th of September, Friday Flock runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. But if you turn up, it's about 7:30. Doors open for a gig of Rome Burns with support from Violet Vortex. A couple of bands that are really quite good, I think. I haven't actually seen Violet Vortex. I've seen Rome Burns a couple of times, and well worth getting down to see. But Violet Vortex are supporting, and I've just heard some stuff on their MySpace, and they sound pretty good as well. So for £4 in, that's well worth it. So it's £4 if you go to the gig. If you just turn up for the club night, I believe it's £3 in before 11, then there's kind of a sliding scale of cost going on. That's never really clearly announced, but you find out when you get on the door. So it's encouraging you to get there before 11, but to be honest, if you like the bands involved, I'd get there for the gig, to be honest. If you haven't heard them as well, they get my recommendation too. So more information about all that, details can be found at www.fridayflock.net. What else have we got on Saturday the 11th of October? Yeah, I'm going to skip around a bit here because there's some stunning gigs going on, so I'm going to just kind of skip around a little. Saturday the 11th of October, so that's a bit further away. We've got Rotterdam Reaper and, Rotterdam with support from Reaper and Deviant UK, and that's at the Corporation in Sheffield. That's looking like an exciting gig to get to. Rotterdam blew away a lot of people a couple of infests ago. Well worth getting down to see live. And that's £10 in advance, door 7pm. More information can be found at www.corporation.org.uk. Back to club nights a little bit. We've got Saturday the 13th of September, Darklands at the Junction in York. There's a live band at the start of that as well, so the Royal Dead, who are apparently ex-Phantasmagoria from Japan. £4.50 to get in to see them. That runs from 8pm till late, so club night afterwards. I think the URL for that is darklands.org.uk. What else have we got going? This has crept up on me. On Saturday the 30th of August, this coming Saturday, there's a little festival called the Magic Loungeabout up in North Yorkshire somewhere. I think Newborough Priory. And this little festival-y things aren't usually what I go around looking for, but I noticed this because Ladytron have announced a play. And it also came to my attention when I started looking through the website, Gary Newman's also playing. Now, it's not a cheap festival. I think it's about £80 for a whole day ticket, or about £40 if you just go for the evening. But a couple of really significant bands, I think. If you like your electronic music, they're fairly well up there. More information can be found about that at www.themagicloungeabout.com. But if you don't want to be kind of spending £80 for an all-day ticket and you're only really interested in Ladytron are swinging back round to Yorkshire again in November. So on Friday the 14th of November, the Ladytron are playing the Cockpit in Leeds. £12.50 in advance. More information can be found at www.ladytron.com. And it's always worth mentioning the weekly nights we've got here in Yorkshire. We've got on every Thursday the Bad Moon Rising Night at the Manville Arms. It's free in. It runs from 7 till pub kicking out time, and it's good tunes from the Goth Up North lads. More information can be found at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. And there's also the weekly night at the Subculture on Sunday called Black Sheep. Request friendly guest DJs and just a really nice cheap social atmosphere. Again, free in, pub times, so 7pm till pub kicking out time, which I think is 11 on a Sunday there. That's the Subculture, and more information can be found at www.sheepish.net for that one. So there you go, loads going on, loads of squeezing, but yet, what else is there to mention? I think I'm going to stop talking for a little bit and play another tune, because you're probably sick of my voice at this point. So yeah, let's bounce into a guy who won a lot of us over at last year's Infest. Here's some Fade Ahead.
Dirty girls, make some noise, move that ass for dirty boys. Dirty boys, so obscene, like to see the girls extreme. Dirty girls, make some noise, move that ass for dirty boys. Dirty boys, so obscene, like to see the girls extreme. Dirty girls, make some noise, move that ass for dirty boys. Dirty boys, so obscene, like to see the girls extreme.
Now is the time to be there. Now is the time to be there.
Dirty girls, make some noise, move that ass for dirty boys. Dirty boys,
now is the time to be there.
Dirty girls, make some noise, move that ass for dirty boys. Dirty boys,
now is the time to see the
girls. Dirty girls, make some noise, move that ass for dirty boys. Dirty boys, so obscene, like to see the girls extreme. Dirty girls, make some noise, move that ass for dirty boys. Dirty boys, so obscene, like to see the girls extreme. Like to see the girls extreme. boys, move that ass for dirty boys, so obscene, like to see the girls extreme, dirty girls, make some noise, move that ass for dirty boys, so obscene, like to see the girls extreme, dirty girls, make some noise, move that ass for dirty boys, so obscene, like to see the girls extreme, dirty girls, make some noise, move that ass for dirty boys, so obscene, like to see the girls extreme, dirty girls, make some noise, move that ass. Some noise, move that ass for dirty boys, so obscene.
Okay, you heard the Assemblage 23. Well, that was Binary, the club mix of that. From the Binary CD single. And before that, we had Fade Ahead with Dirty Girls, Dirty Boys from FH2. I thought I'd play the version of FH2 because the Modulate remix of that, while it is stompingly good and a brilliant dance floor track, I just thought, you know, a bit of the Fade Ahead original would be a nice one to bring out every now and again. And it's got to be said, I'm going to flip back slightly. I'm running out of time, but I don't care at the moment. I'm going to flip back slightly to the conversation I was having with you guys about Infest. And it's well worth mentioning that the opener's call line, local lad, done well. Well, currently local lad, he's from Ireland, but he's currently a Leeds-based blokey. And he did a fantastic opener. It seems that the bands like that, where it could easily just be a guy with a laptop making tunes, have decided to put so much more effort into their presentation and give us a great live stage show. And if you weren't there, it was kind of unbelievable to explain. There was humanoid cardboard robots jumping around the stage. There was Keith Baker dressed as a carrot hammering a drum. There was masses of computer graphics on the screen behind, and there was some absolutely brilliant tunage going on. And the classic, the brilliant bit at the end of the whole set was the fact that he took this very well-known and respected electronic industrial music festival, absolutely, you know, known throughout the UK, if not the world, in this particular scene, and did a Rickroll at the end of it. He did a cover of a noise cover of Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up, and the crowd went nuts. It was absolutely fantastic. I did actually interview the chap, and hopefully that's one of the interviews I'll be able to air at some point later. But Rickrolling the entirety of an electronic music festival was just genius. Now, but there is a bizarre coincidence that occurred. The previous year's openers, who were the Gothsicles, were playing a festival called Reverence this very same weekend in the USA. And what occurred was, literally 24 hours after Corline had Rickrolled Infest, the Gothsicles Rickrolled Reverence in the UK, in the US. It was just rather spooky. I'm sure they must have colluded somehow, or just, I don't know. I'm going to have to query them both. I'm going to have to pester Corline and see if he can explain how they got the idea. Maybe they just saw it online, because it was mentioned online. If you search YouTube, you can find video clips of Corline singing Never Gonna Give You Up. But yes, so that's pretty much that's one of the defining moments. I think Five Effects have got to be another defining moment of this year's Infest. Another brilliant stage show by a band that could easily have just been a couple of guys with laptops twiddling knobs. It wasn't. It was a science fiction movie buff's dream. There was what looked like a strange humanoid robot with a massive head that looked more like a small blimp, and what can be best described as a Doctor Who space carpet worm thing, basically just jumping around the stage, having loads of fun, loads of masses of props that lit up and glowed, it was just unbelievable. I'll probably wibble on about this for numerous shows, but unfortunately I am running out of time. I am completely running out of time. In fact, I think I've only got one little track left I can squeeze in, to be honest. Let's see what I've got lined up. I think, I've got some, again, really old, you know, Assemblage 23 and Stromker weren't particularly new cutting-edge tracks, but I'm still in this kind of old trip, and this is some really old Icon of Coil. They're not even kind of active as a band at the moment, but Icon of Coil, Situations Like These, one of these tracks that I remember from years and years and years ago, and just, I thought I'd blow the cobwebs off it and give it a go. So, hopefully, this is Icon of Coil with Situations Like These. I'm Nigel, this was Dark Simulation, and I'll be back in a fortnight's time, hopefully with an edited interview at least from this year's Infest, so you can hear some of the random gubbins me and some friends were asking various influential bands. So thanks for listening, see you in a fortnight's time.
like this. Feel the storm grows up inside. Burning inflicted wounds. We caress our solitude. Alone with serenity.